Climate activists are now deflating tires in 18 countries. By Elaine Mallon on June 4, 2023. Vandals deflating the tires of SUVs under the guise of climate activism are now active in 18 countries. The tire extinguishers have deflated over 10,000 SUVs across the United Kingdom, United States, Canada, Czech Republic, France, Spain, Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Austria, New Zealand, Italy, Ireland, Belgium, and Portugal, Fox News Digital reported. There is no leader and essentially anyone can take part in it. The organization's website has a pamphlet for participants to place on cars explaining their mission. Attention, your gas guzzler kills, the pamphlet states. We have deflated one or more of your tires. You'll be angry but don't take it personally. It's not you, it's your car. The Telegraph, a daily paper published in London, wrote an article warning readers that climate activists could vandalize their cars if they choose to buy a sports utility vehicle, SUV. Just last month, 43 SUVs parked on Beacon Hill in Boston, Massachusetts, were hit, Boston.com reported. The activists targeted this neighborhood because it is one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the city. The climate crisis is an environmental justice issue and the solutions to the crisis must prioritize marginalized and poor demographics and primarily reduce the emissions from the world's wealthy, a statement from tire extinguisher read. It is not an exaggeration to say that the richest individuals in the world are causing the current and future deaths of the less fortunate and less developed nations and people. Amongst the wealthy individuals that live on Beacon Hill is John Kerry, the first U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, according to Boston radio host Howie Carr. He flies around the world in a private jet owned by the taxpayers telling other people they have to give up their cars. But would he like charging stations in front of his mansion in Lewisburg Square? Carr said. In 1997, then-Senator John Kerry, DMA, reportedly paid money to remove a fire hydrant in front of his house. If he doesn't want a fire hydrant, do you think he wants electric chargers? Carr said. However, even hybrids and electric cars are not considered climate-friendly alternatives and are considered fair game by the tire extinguishers. We cannot electrify our way out of the climate crisis. There are not enough rare earth metals to replace everyone's car and the mining of these metals causes suffering, the tire extinguisher website states. Plus, the danger to other road users still stands. As does the air pollution, PM2.5 pollution is still produced from tires and brake pads. The website advises activists to stay clear of cars used for people with disabilities, minibuses, and normal-sized vehicles.